Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Doorville, touch a country in the city. Doorville, ain't much but it's
That's a little music in honor of our good friend Tracy Eaton. Do you, folks, you know where Doraville is? Now, I know you know that song because you've been on my, you listened to my show before. That's an Atlanta Rhythm Section song, Doraville, and one of their best ones. And Tracy Eaton is in Atlanta. That's where he hails from. And Tracy, tell the audience where Doraville is.
Doraville is actually just on the outskirts of the 285 Beltway. Little suburb.
It's. You know, it's right now it's basically part of Atlanta, but when that song was written, it was kind of out in the country, wasn't it?
It was.
probably it was. Before the 285. Anyway, welcome back, Tracy. I'm Jim Blasingame, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for checking out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tracy is one of our finance experts, folks, one of our small business capitalization experts. In the previous segment, you and I were lamenting some of the stuff that's going on with the banks and some of the issues that we've got to deal with, but you did say that your portfolio, which means that you're the book of business that you have, helping customers capitalize their business, the transactions you're having with customers, that becomes your portfolio. You're saying that is picking up a little bit. So what does that mean?
Well, it means that there is some need for capital out there. I think it's on a very segmented basis. I think one of the industries we've seen is staffing. As a result of companies being hesitant to hire full-time, you know, they're bringing some of the fluctuation in their human resource needs, they're bringing that in from the staffing company. So
right.
That staffing company's now got to tool up and be able to handle the growth in their weekly payroll that they've got to pay those staffers that are out fulfilling the jobs. So,
and folks,
little things like that.
When you hear people report the unemployment scenario in America, and you hear them talk about that we've got people who are unemployed and we have people who are underemployed, that underemployed part is what you were just talking about, Tracy. The staffing,
correct.
The staffing part, where somebody goes to work, accepts a job with a staffing company, because that's how the company has chosen to put people back to work, through a staffing company rather than hiring that person directly. That's and maybe in a job that's below their qualifications, but they're willing to take it because they need the work. And so that's part of the underemployed explanation, isn't it?
It is. And for the company who's securing the temp for their temporary needs, you know, that's also a way for them to not be subjected to some of the cost of carrying a new employee
and the
uncertainty.
So this, what you're describing here, is part of what I'm calling, you know, the new economy, the new marketplace in the United States in the 21st century from here forward. I mean, we're going to have this. This is not going to go away in 6 months or even 12 months. Maybe not. It may take 36 months for this to change around a little bit. Who knows? But this is not at the moment. This is not a fleeting scenario. This is getting entrenched as a way of doing business for the foreseeable future right now, isn't it, Tracy?
Oh, I think so. I think so. Yeah, I think until there is a solid bottom to what we perceive as our economy and the ebb and flow of what's occurring, I think until the small business can determine that we've really kind of flushed out all of our problems, there's a hesitancy to really do much.
Yeah,
because the growth we've seen has still been somewhat anemic. It's not like I've got companies that are experiencing 20-30% growth. It's there may be up 5-12% on a high.
Well, and we a lot of the profits that have been made over the last 3 years have been made off of inefficiencies, and I hate to say it, but this is the truth, on the backs of a lot of the unemployed, because laying people off and you know, growing profits that way without growing the top line on your operating statement.
Mm-hmm.
But the And so as the economy grows, and it has grown, like I said in the previous segment, Tracy, we got a $15 trillion economy. That's a big economy. That's a lot of buying and selling, isn't it? Still going on.
Oh yeah.
But the part of an economy like that, part of the vitality of an economy like we have, is emotional, isn't it? And right now our emotions are not so good, are they?
No, I mean,
isn't that what the problem? I mean, if you're growing at 3 to 4% a year, you got to figure a third of that is confidence and emotion, right?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, and I think the uncertainty from who's at the helm, you know, overall, not just the president, but our whole government body is driving that. You know, we just cannot. We're still treating the global economy and our economy as though we were the big dog on the block, and we're no longer the big dog. You know, I think they're saying we're 20% of the overall GDP of the world. We used to be 50.
Yeah.
And I think that involves some change in perspective on the do's and don'ts of how we have to react and respond to things.
So, well, and did you see how our Treasury Secretary was treated in Europe when he went over to talk to the, they basically sent him home. They basically spanked him and sent him home, folks. I'm talking about Geithner. Am I wrong, Tracy?
Huh? No. Yeah, I was just reading some quotes on, you know, and his reaction is, you know, he's trying to reassure, oh, they're going to do more to bolster up. And
yeah.
And now the U.S. is even saying they're going to jump in with some of the G20 to help bolster up.
All of these things are little bitty annoyances. Little bitty things that sort of annoy a small business owner, and we need a little more confidence. Let's talk about that when we come back. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.